governments typically respond to what their polls are telling them that they should be doing. And on one level, I was disheartened when I read the sort of superficial interpretation of some Gallup polls taken September 13, 14 in the United States, where 88% of those polled wanted military action. Because for me, that's the wrong response at this point. I was heartened when the poll dug a little deeper to say that 62% of Americans were willing to wait until those who could be shown to have perpetrated this act could be identified. So I think there is cause for hope if the American president continues to pay attention to the deeper level of the polls. But I do think in the short term, to be somewhat fair to Mr. Atkey's comments, that the American state of fear and trembling that is present in the population does need some kind of governmental response around the security factor. But I feel in the longer term, it's like looking at a green bush with green leaves where the leaves have turned brown and we decide we'll paint the leaves green. That may have worked in Beijing when the grass was brown and they were bidding for an Olympic site. So it may work in a short-term kind of fashion, and it puts at least an appearance, if not the reality, of security in place. But for the long term, we need to get, as Ms. Hassan said, to the root cause of terrorism.
Thank you, sir.